Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you've had a great day today, and I hope that our topic or our intention for this week, which is all about telling our loved ones just how much they mean to us, I really hope that this intention is resonating with you and serving you this week.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
We are, of course, going to stay on topic. And today for our Tune In Tuesday practice, I want to have a really simple contemplation. Taking a moment right now, I want you to identify the most important people in your life. And this might sound ridiculously simple. Like, what are we going to do here? Just bullet point list people that we like, you know? It might sound stupidly simple, but getting really clear on the most important people in your life, meaning those loved ones that actually, when it really comes down to it, you truly don't want to live without, that you really can't imagine doing life without. And the reason I want to take a moment to identify this is because so much is changing and shifting in our lives right now, and so much is changing and shifting all over the world. Chances are that some of your relationships might have changed and shifted as well. I have found myself recently, or over the past 2 years, when I really sit down and I contemplate my most important people, they're actually kind of different. Like, the landscape of my people has shifted, and they're not all the same people as I would say 3 or 4 years ago, right? Actually, that list has grown smaller, but it feels much more valuable to me. And sometimes we have people at the very top of that pedestal as our super duper most important, best and most important human being in our lives. But then actually we realize that it's not an active current relationship where we're actually gaining and in that beautiful balance of being able to give and receive anymore, right? Relationships change. So we want to make sure that we're spending our time, our energy, and our love really honoring and bringing gratitude to the people who are those most important loved ones. And also, if you're ever feeling lonely, if you ever feel like, oh, there's no one here for me, you know, sometimes we get into that vibe as well. Doing a little exercise like this, just defining people that we actually have in our lives that really mean so much to us. Just looking at that, getting a little objectivity and space can be a beautiful exercise to do to remind ourselves of the fact that actually we are not alone. You know, even when we feel like we don't have anybody, we do. You do have that special person. So this list doesn't have to be 20 people long. I probably shouldn't be 20 people long, right? I think it's better to have a smaller list of really dedicated people in your life than that list of 100 and everything is a little bit more at the surface. So doing this practice right here, right now, who are the people in your life that you cannot imagine doing life without? Those relationships where everything just flows so easily. right? Those relationships where there is this beautiful give and take, relationships where you feel seen and heard and loved, and relationships where you see and hear and love the other person. If you have a paper and a pen, or you can use the Notes app on your phone, or do this at a later time, start defining this. Write down this bullet point list of people who mean the absolute most to you. And give yourself a couple of minutes just to journal on the relationship you have with each one. What is it about these specific people that make them so extraordinarily special to you? Are you telling them how important they are to you in your life? Are you letting them know just how much you love them? Do they know they are at the very top of your list of your most important people? Because chances are that, you know, we kind of go through the motions of stuff and maybe they kind of know, but chances are that they really need to hear it right now. I mean, that's a really beautiful thing to get to receive from a friend or a loved one or a family member, just to hear that recognition of, wow, they appreciate me, right? That we actually are providing something beautiful in the life of the other person. We can never hear too much of that. I really think so, if it's coming from an authentic place. So if you feel good about this, you know, journaling about each and every single person, what is it that makes them so special? How do they connect to your life? Maybe bring some gratitude into that mix. And if you can, go tell them. I mean, this is the week, this is the time, go tell them. Pick up the phone, FaceTime. If you're going to write a text, make it a really epic one, okay? I would prefer to do this face-to-face, which I know is challenging for a lot of us right now, but go tell your people, they're your people, right? And let's make sure we live a life where we can actually express the gratitude we feel for the amazing human beings in our lives. I mean, it's kind of a massive blessing just to be able to sit here doing this little practice right now. I mean, how beautiful is this that we have these people in our lives right now? What a blessing. I hope you enjoy this little practice. I hope it brings a smile to your face and a smile to the face of all of your loved people. Have a beautiful rest of this Tuesday, and I'll be back for our meditation practice tomorrow.